Well, praise God. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? You know, I had a message I was preaching on Friday, and I was going to continue it today, but I was drawn by the Spirit away from it, and He wants me to speak on strongholds. You know, there's an awful lot of strongholds in people's lives, and we got to learn how to pull them down and not listen to them. And the more you think on the thought, the stronger it gets. And if it's the wrong kind of thought, you see, it's like building a muscle. The more you lift weights, you know, you'll build muscles. The more you think on a thought, the stronger it'll get. It'll almost convince you, if you leave it in your mind too long, that you're not going to make it or whatever it may be. So we want to learn how to overcome strongholds. Amen? It could be a stronghold of sickness. It could be a stronghold of fear. It could be a stronghold of I ain't going to make it. And a lot of times people are secret about their strongholds. If they're married, they don't tell anybody. They just kind of keep it in themselves and keep thinking on it. And before you know it, it grows and grows and grows and takes authority over our lives. And so that's the reason why we see an awful lot of people who don't get victory in Jesus or get victory from the Word of God is because of strongholds. And so just say, thank you, Jesus. I am blessed with your grace, with your mercy, with your compassion, with your faith. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, washing me in your blood. I thank you, Jesus, for tonight, today, I will by your Spirit walk in the resurrection power. I will pull down strongholds. I will be free when I leave this place. Spirit, soul, and body. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You'll be surprised over the weeks and months and years how I've had attacks and different thoughts in my mind, and I had to pull them down. I went through multiple sclerosis and booze and drugs and all those different things. Those were all strongholds. And we got to learn to not think on them, because the more we think on them, the stronger they get. And then it becomes you can't think of nothing else except that. And so God wants you to be able to pull it down. He wants you to be able to renew your mind with the Word of God. He wants you and I how to learn how to walk in faith and lean not to our own understanding. You know, a lot of people lean on to their own understanding when it becomes a stronghold. They try to figure it out themselves, and they're figuring it out from a stronghold, a thought that's in their mind. And so the mind is the airport for the devil. That's where everything lands, right here. And so God wants you today to learn how to pull these down and not put up with those strongholds and stop thinking on them, but find something in the Word of God. Turn to Jesus. Don't lean to your own understanding. No matter what it is, no matter what it looks like in your life, like your checkbook looks like or whatever it may be, don't lean to that. God wants you to have victory, amen? And He wants you to have victory, particularly in your mind, because that's where everything goes. Your spirit teaches your mind. The Holy Spirit teaches your spirit knows you, and the Spirit of God knows God. And so information comes from the Holy Spirit into your spirit, and that's what's put into your mind. So everybody here needs to have new direction, how to pull down strongholds, how to be able to hear the voice of God in you, how to turn to the Word of God and speak victory into your life, because the enemy's not going to let up. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there is two kinds of seed, bad seed and good seed, bad fruit and good fruit. Amen? And so, if you ever want to know about the two types of seeds, Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 24, he talks about two different seeds. Jesus himself came against a seed that he cursed because there was no fruit on it. You know, a lot of us, we operate in areas where there's no fruit. We operate in seeds of disappointment and worry and bitterness and anger and unforgiveness, and there's no fruit there. There's only fruit from the Word of God. There's fruit from the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. If you would, Jerry, turn to 1 Corinthians 10:4. Hallelujah. I can always tell when there's different things going on in the body of Christ when I'm about to come here, because I have really, really strong battles. How many here are struggling with mindsets and strongholds, thoughts in your mind? See, that's the reason why we're preaching on it. Everybody has them. Everybody, you got to learn how to overcome them. The devil wants you defeated. He wants you in darkness. He wants you in those strongholds. If you're thinking that, well, I'm the only one having it. No, I have them because I feel your strongholds. And so I have to pray and I have to battle. And when I have to get a message from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it's not 15 minutes before I come here. And he'll give me one word. Strongholds. Teach them how to pull down strongholds. Sometimes we'll go 2 weeks not talking about it, or a month not talking about it, and all of a sudden, poof, it's back again. Because people receive strongholds into their thoughts. They don't know how to get rid of those strongholds. And so I'm telling you, the more you think on a stronghold, the stronger it'll get. Amen? It's just like a muscle. The more you exercise the muscle, the bigger the muscle will get. The more you think on a stronghold, and that could be unforgiveness, that could be, there's some people here who are just out in some place in your thinking, and it's like God's gone on vacation. You don't seem to be able to get back into prayer and get into the Word of God, and you're just battling with a lot of different things in your mind. God wants to free you today, amen? Hallelujah. We're in 1 Corinthians 10. Starting in verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. We're going to war according to the Spirit, according to the Word of God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, so we're going to have to speak the Word of God. You're going to have to pray in tongues. If you don't pray in tongues, you need to ask God to baptize, Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. The evidence of speaking in tongues. And the reason for it is you got to build up your most holy faith. And then you got to identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to identify with his love. I'm going to identify with his peace. I'm going to identify with his mercy. I'm going to identify with his grace. I'm going to speak these things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we need to learn to speak these things. Amen. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not in the mind, you see, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Well, you know that you have, at least you're supposed to know, you have all these good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, right? So you're going to pray in the Spirit, you're going to build up your faith, and you're going to identify with all those good things that are in you. So you have knowledge in you, you have wisdom in you, you have love in you, you have the gifts of the Spirit in you, amen? Those are all things that pull down strong. That's the power of God in your life. And so God wants you to be able to stand up in the name of Jesus and not exercise that thought in your mind. Don't give it no room. I'm telling you, the enemy is really out to bring down people, to destroy their minds, to destroy their marriages, and so on and so forth. If you think for 1 minute you're going to be left alone, you're wrong. Particularly if you come to this type of ministry. I draw all kinds of spirits around here. And so if you're having a stronghold problem in your mind, God wants you to know that God is in you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Say, I have mighty power in God. Christ is in me. I'm anointed. And the anointing is the Holy Spirit. It's teaching me how to do warfare, how to pull down strongholds, how to have peace in my mind. In Jesus' name. We all got to learn these things, saints. It's all moving in the power of God, moving in the Word of God. Not putting up with those things that are in your mind. Not putting up if your wallet or your checkbook says zero. Not putting up with that. Knowing that we can get all the blessings from Abraham through Christ Jesus. That's a power of God in your life to speak in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. That means you got to speak the power of God. You got to speak the name of Jesus. You got to call upon the Holy Spirit. Let him anoint you. Let him get you beyond that thought that's in your mind that's destroying you. Hallelujah. Casting down arguments. How often does a thought in your mind argue with God? Well, I ain't ever seen anybody healed. I ain't ever seen financial blessings. I ain't ever seen forgiveness. I ain't ever seen peace. See, we're always arguing with God when you have those thoughts in your mind. Cast down down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself, in verse 5, itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the obedience and the captivity obedience of Christ. You see, that's a battle in itself. Everybody here wants to believe in healing, but if you've had somebody in your family die, if you've had sickness, you'll struggle. Those mindsets will be in you. Those strongholds will be in you against the healing power of Jesus. And so we're going to have to learn on a daily basis to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. There's people thinking of things here right now that's not obedient to Jesus. In that we say, well, I don't know if God can do this. I don't know if he can get me through this. I don't know this. I don't know that. You see, you're arguing with God. You got to bring every thought into obedience. You say, yes, sir, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And then you ought to dwell in Psalms 91 where Satan can't find you. In the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow protection of the Almighty. Amen? Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Matthew 21. We'll start with 18. Jesus is speaking here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now in the morning as they returned to the city, he was hungry. Verse 18, 21 verse 18. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it. This is very important to understand, saints. A lot of times we eat things, there's nothing on it. God wants us to be fruit. So when people come to us, if somebody's out there and they've been sleeping around or something, they come to us, we ought to give them the fruit. Listen, Jesus will heal you. Jesus loves you. Jesus will forgive you. Let them eat from us. Let them eat the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let them eat the love of God from us. There was nothing on this thing, Jesus said. In the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it, found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately, the fig tree withered away. We can get all kinds of messages from that, but God wants you to know, stop eating where there's no life. Stop eating where there's no life. God wants to give you life. Stop eating in sadness. Stop eating, you see, in places where there's mindsets and it's pulling you down. Stop eating that. Let the mind of Christ come in you. Let the word of God come in you. Let your mouth be open and loosed and speak in the name of Jesus. Pull down them strongholds. Stop eating where you got no fruit. There's nothing there to eat. Only despair and loneliness and hurt and lack of this and lack of that. Amen? Hallelujah. And in verse 20, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? See, when you get authority in the name of Jesus, loneliness will wither away. Lack of money will wither away. When you take authority, the devil will go. Principalities and powers will go. Strongholds will go. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We just got to learn to eat where there's good fruit. Fruits of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the name of Jesus. pulling everything from within your spirit that's in you, but by being born again. Hallelujah. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt," I think a lot of people have problems with doubting. You know why? You haven't seen it happen, because you got to practice it. You got to speak it. You got to get the word of God in you. Amen? More word, more faith. More word, more love. More word, more wisdom. More word, more knowledge. More word, more freedom in your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. And do not doubt, you'll not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to the mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," it will be done. What mountain is in your life? Is it finances? Is it bitterness? Is it hate? Is it unforgiveness? Is it loneliness? Is it you thinking you're always going to be like you are now? There'll never be a change? It seems like your life has just gone off a cliff somewhere. These are mountains that the enemy, these are strongholds in our thinking. It could be in your marriage. It could be in your finances. But Jesus has taught us we can do the same if we'll speak to that mountain. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And you got to speak power, saints. And sometimes it isn't easy. Sometimes it becomes very difficult. But there's always the Holy Spirit and the power of Jesus in our lives to call upon. Many times we lean to our own understanding about things. We draw a picture of our own understanding about how things should work. If it's not the Word of God, it's not going to help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In whatever things you ask, in verse 22, in prayer, believing, you'll receive. How many here need a miracle? Hallelujah. See, whatever you need, God said, "I love you, and I've already supplied it. It's finished. The work is finished." And the quicker you get, the closer you get to a promise of God, the more battle you may get into. Because the devil don't want you to get that blessing. We need to learn, saints, how to speak life and not be eating from where there's no fruit. See, a lot of us, we eat from anxiety, we eat from fear, and there's nothing that can help you. There's nothing in your mind that can help you unless you have a renewed mind and the Word of God is in your mind. Amen? Can you understand that? And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive. Well, your belief system is the Holy Spirit. Your belief system is the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. This is not going to be easy in some places, saints. You're not just going to stroll in and get blessed. You need to renew your mind with the Word of God. You need to be willing to get in there and battle in the name of Jesus. You got to be willing to not lean to your own understanding. You got to believe that the promises of God, of Jesus, are yes, yes. And you're going to have to cause them to come alive in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Luke 10:19. Jerry, please. Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions." You see, that's all the power of the enemy, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, sometimes we think things are going to hurt us, don't it? We feel bad. We may feel poverty is going to hurt us. Maybe sickness is going to hurt us. Maybe different things. But I give you authority over the devil. I give you authority over all the stuff of the enemy. And you and I have to learn how to speak that. Amen? There's people here, I can sense it and feel it in the spirit. You're battling things in your mind. The enemy has really been wearing you down. And I can feel it as I'm standing here. But I want to get the Word of God out, and I want to, before we go to prayer and everything else, because when you come up here, you see, to overcome those thoughts and so on and so forth, you got to believe that you and I touching and agreeing, we have authority and power to release that or get that out of your mind, to overcome that which is in your, that stronghold. Amen? So this is kind of just building faith. That's what it is. That you can believe that you have authority over all the power of the enemy. Sometimes it doesn't seem like we do, because sometimes he really rattles our cages in a lot of areas. And if you keep thinking on something, it gets stronger and stronger. Then he comes in with another thought. Before you know it, you have three or four strongholds in your mind at one time. And so it's best to handle one at a time. Take authority over them in the name of Jesus. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We do it by the word of God. We do it by the power of Jesus. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so a lot of people are hurt today. And so we'll say, well, how come? How come it's hurting me? Because you got strongholds that you've been thinking on, and they've gotten stronger and stronger. A lot of people here believe that they're going to be defeated. I can sense it right now. You think you're going to be defeated in some areas. You're not going to be defeated. If you listen to the word of God, if you listen to what God is saying, amen, you won't be defeated. That stronghold will not overtake you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:27. Praise you, Jesus. Nor give place to the devil. See, these strongholds, if we think on it long enough, we'll give place to the devil. So it's best that you and I learn how to pull these strongholds down by the power of God. It's best that we know how to renew our minds with the word of God, good thoughts from God, loving thoughts from God, peace from God, grace from God, mercy from God, compassion from God. And above all, God says there's faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. You got to know you got the love of God in you, you see. So the more you stay in strongholds, you give room to the devil. And it says give no place to the devil. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you, and resist the devil. So you're going to resist those strongholds in your mind. Sometimes the enemy throws dots in our minds, and we don't know what to do with them. The word of God is how you handle it. Amen? Praise the Lord. We got someone over here beating on drums. Jeff just went over there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I feel like the Spirit of God would have us go to prayer here in a minute. Can we go to Terry, number one? I think it's purple. You deserve the glory. Say, right now,
right now.
I surrender. All mindsets, strongholds, to the blood of Jesus. I shall walk out of here free. In Jesus' name. If you want new direction, you can't have strongholds. Because you'll keep on thinking on them, saints. So you've heard enough this morning to give you direction as to what you got to do. Give no place to the devil. You have authority over, and that Satan cannot harm you. You have authority, and we have to walk in that authority. We have to speak to the mountain. We have to speak to that stronghold in Jesus' name. We got to learn how to become winners. Win the gold. Be a champion. Amen? An overcomer. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Did you get it? Yeah, go ahead.
Lord, we lift a hand.
Now, these are the things that are going on, saints. There's strongholds in your mind. There's some people here on the verge of crying. That means that's an emotion. And sometimes we don't know why that's happening to us. Maybe you do know why. So all I'm doing is putting out what I feel the Holy Spirit is telling me. You know, Friday night there was a couple that came here, and I pointed at him, and he'd never been here before with his wife, and told him a whole bunch of stuff about his life and how he could have a victorious marriage. Then they came up for prayer, and I said, "You ain't never been here before?" "No." I said, "Was that right on?" He said, "Exactly right on." And I just kind of read a whole bunch of stuff from the Holy Spirit. And then there was another lady came up, the same thing. Well, the same thing's happening right now, although I'm not pointing at somebody, but I'm telling you what's going on in the emotions of people. Some of you people have really, really strongholds in your mind. And I believe in the power of Jesus. I believe that he'll set you free. And so if you're experiencing any of this, strongholds, you're experiencing on the verge of crying, if you're experiencing maybe you feel like there's sickness in your body and you ain't ever going to make it, you need to come to Jesus. You need to trust in Jesus. You need to, you know, the Bible says that they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If I lay hands on you, whatever's going on, you'll recover. See, I believe that. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you're broken down in some areas, you've come to the right place. You've heard a little bit of the Word of God, but you've heard enough. So you don't need to hear 2 hours or 1 hour. It depends on what the Spirit of God says through me. But he wants me to minister to the hurts of people. And so if you're having those things I named, strongholds, the verge of crying for some reason, there's something going on there, then God, he wants you to bring it to him. Don't leave here like you came. Amen? So if you need prayer for anything like that, don't say nothing to me, by the way, when you come up here. I don't want you talking to me. I want you to have faith in Jesus. Amen? So when you come up here, just have faith in Jesus. And I guarantee you, if you have strongholds, they'll go. If you feel like you're going to start weeping or crying and you don't know why, there's something going on in your emotions, God will heal it. God will bring peace upon your life. Amen. He's a good God and he loves us. Hallelujah. So if you want prayer, come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, does anybody that's up here, do you have anything physically going on? Not the stuff I just spoke of. Do you have any pains in your body? Or anything physical? Sore throat? Do you have anything? Broken bones? Would you get in an accident or something, dear? Really? How long ago? Oh, but you're still suffering from the... Is it your back? Was your back broken?
It was everything. My hip, my legs.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'll be right back, dear. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, I touch you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. I command every stronghold to go now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, praise God. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Every stronghold must. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Oh, every stronghold broken now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every stronghold must go. In Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. I break it out of his mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. The power of Jesus. Every stronghold. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. The power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. The peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. My God, supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, I speak wisdom into her direction, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you that you've heard our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Every stronghold. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that she's going to hear the dinner bell ringing, Lord, to come to the Word of God and to eat. It's going to cause her to be full with the Spirit of the living God, Lord. She's going to be victorious, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Every bit of it must go right now. Every bit of it must go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. I break it off from her right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold is going in Jesus' name. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. every bit of pain. Raise your hands there. Every bit of pain. Right now, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, I speak the miracle-working power all through her bones, Lord, in Jesus' name. All through her flesh, I bind every satanic power that tries to keep her walking in pain. I bind principalities and powers. I bind all sickness and disease. I bind all pain. I speak to these mountains in Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every bit of sowing has come out. Every bit of sowing has come out. Let the power of the Holy Spirit release the gift of healing, Lord, into her throat, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Every bit of it must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every stronghold must be broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must obey the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name must go. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Stronghold, hallelujah, must go. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you the one who took the test? How'd you do? You didn't? They told you already?
Well, I got the unofficial results, but I still have to wait for the official.
God's got something greater. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus, the peace of God. Every stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Stronghold must go in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, how many feel better, different? Amen?
Amen.
Can you say a little something? Just test. Who wants to say something? Who wants to say how your mind got free or how you got free of something? Anybody want to say? You don't want to say nothing? Let's go back to that lady back there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm really not even sure what the stronghold was, but I'm a seer, so I have visions. And when you were praying for me, I had a vision of something. I don't know what it was. It was like entwined into my brain. And as you were praying, it was starting to pull out. And it was really twisted. It was like an old limb or something. It was really wicked. And but you moved on, and it was still there. And I was like, wait a minute. But then you, he moved. Then you yelled go over him. When you yelled go, it all pulled out when you yelled go over him. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that really well. Praise God. Anybody else want to share what the Lord has done? I can't believe you come up here and say, oh, yeah, I feel great, but you don't want to share nothing. I can't believe you have a chance to get the microphone. I'm not going to make anybody do anything. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, you were talking about someone that just felt like they were going to cry, you know, and it's been hitting me like that for the last 2 weeks, and I would tell my husband, I'm going, I don't know what that is. I have no clue why I feel like I'm going to cry. And then sometimes I'll just cry and not know why I was crying at all. So when you spoke that, I said, you know, if there's a stronghold there, then I want it gone.
Amen.
So I just, by faith, came up there and said, okay, Lord, I just receive whatever deliverance from whatever stronghold there is in Jesus' name. And I did feel something lift off of me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Not in connection with that, but something that God's been pushing me the last 2 days to tell people, and I sent emails out. You preach often on, who told you that? Well, I talk to people that say, I don't have to go to church. I can be a Christian and not go to church, which you can. You can be saved. But who told them that?
Yeah, amen.
Wasn't God.
Betty read that to me this morning on the computer. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all the strongholds that have been broken, for your love that has come upon this place. We thank you, Lord, that we are Christians who want to walk in freedom, and we got to do it your way, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that any stronghold, we're not going to think on it and make it stronger, but we're going to speak to it in the name of Jesus. We have authority over you, Satan, principalities and powers, sickness and disease, and we're going to exercise that right in the name of Jesus the rest of this week. We're going to cause the peace of God to fill our homes, to fill our marriages. We're going to cause the blessings of Abraham to come through Christ into our lives. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that eyes are being healed right now. There's pain in wrists are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that there's kidneys being touched right now by Jesus. There's physical bodies being touched right now because we lean on you, Lord Jesus Christ. We don't lean to our own understanding. We acknowledge you as our priest, our king, our Lord, the resurrection power. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. We thank you that we're refreshed, Lord, and our minds are clear now to think, Lord, and to walk in your peace. And when we're in your peace, we're going to make faith decisions, Lord, and it's going to cause it to come into our marriage or come into our children, come into our pocketbooks, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for the presence of you in this place, Lord, that sets the captives free. For the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes and set the oppressed and the captives free. And we are free, including the speaker, Lord. We're all free now in Jesus' holy name. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you've done in this place and done in our lives, Lord. It's all about you, Lord Jesus, that we exalt and lift up and give the glory. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.